This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, August 30th. God's word for you today is your stand. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus 34, verse 13 to 14, and it says, "Instead, you must break down their pagan altars, smash their sacred pillars, and cut down their Asherah poles. You must worship no other gods, for the Lord, whose very name is jealous, is a God who is jealous about his relationship with you." Years ago, we went to pray with someone at her house because she was having consistent dreams of something pressing her and choking her. While we were praying, we felt there was something in her room. So with her permission, we went into the room and we felt there was something under her bed. So we asked what it was, and she said it was nothing. "What is under your bed?" She said it was just an artifact she got when she traveled to the Caribbean. When she brought it out, it was a figurine of a warrior that had his leg on the neck of its prey. We said the figurine was an idol, but she insisted that it was a work of art. You can be cool or you can be spiritual. You cannot be both. What is it going to be? She insisted that the figurine was neutral, and I said, "This thing is not neutral. This thing that is pressing you down when you're sleeping? Am I saying all works of art are demonic? Absolutely not. But that particular one was. And for some people reading this today, you have things that you know are not harmless, but you are holding on to it. For some, it is a bracelet you're wearing, and you know it is not harmless. It is time to bring it before the Lord and surrender to Him." So the lady brought out the figurine. The thing did not even want to burn, but we burnt it. After we had burnt it, she said we should do deliverance prayers, and I told her it was not necessary anymore. That was the end of the oppression and the dreams. You need to understand that it is either all or nothing. Someone said, "Be all in or get all out. There is no halfway. There is no halfway, no sitting on the fence." Beginning today, we will look at three stories in the Bible. The first is the story of Esther. Please read Esther 4, verse 1 to 16. A few pointers from this reading. The first is, if you are going to be great, you must have boundaries. Esther 4 verse 2 says, "He went as far as the gate of the palace, for no one was allowed to enter the palace gate while wearing clothes of mourning." People who are a certain way should not be allowed past a certain boundary in your life. The palace had that. People who were in ashes were not allowed in. You cannot be in with ashes. If you are with ashes, you are out. In our lives, we should have boundaries such that people with spiritual ashes cannot come past a certain point. Does that make sense? Esther 4 verse 4 says, "When Queen Esther's maids and eunuchs came and told her about Mordecai, she was deeply distressed. She sent clothing to him to replace the burlap, but he refused it." The second thing is, there are certain positions you have to take, and you must remain in that position until you see the answers to your prayers. While you are in that position, you will get offers of royal clothing. This was the queen sending clothes to her uncle. You can be sure that they were beautiful clothes, royal clothes, but Mordecai refused it. Most times, we take clothes that we should not take, and it delays the breakthrough we are expecting from God. Let us pray. Father, help me be sensitive and maintain my position before you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.